Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Ooh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues, I smoke old stogies I have found.
Hi, I'm Brad, and you're listening to the very first Snowplow Hobosode. What is a hobosode, you ask? A hobosode is a mini-episode of the Snowplow Show, which is probably going to include, like, maybe one prank and maybe a voicemail, and that's it. Or maybe the hobosodes will evolve into something completely different, or maybe I'll just quit forever after two or three hobosodes once I realize what a stupid idea this is. So here's the deal, you guys. I really want to put out more Snowplow shows, but I just don't have the time. I wish I did, but I don't. I seriously struggle just to get two shows out every week, because even though those shows are only an hour long, they take me like all day to put together. Like almost always at least 5 or 6 hours just to put together one show. And sometimes even more than that. I have to prepare for shows and look at emails and get phone numbers, which I don't have to do too much anymore because you guys are always sending me phone numbers and lists and stuff. But I still have to dig through a lot of emails to find those lists. But after actually doing the live show or the pre-recorded show, then I have to edit the whole thing together, and that takes usually at least as long as the show was originally. So say I did maybe like a 2-hour live show. After I finish doing that 2-hour live show, I'm going to take another 2 hours editing the show down and getting rid of the ringing phones and all of the personal information that slipped through. And then after all of that, I have to put it all together in a multi-track editor. I have to record the intros and the voicemail section, and the background music has to be dropped onto some parts. And I throw extra weird little things into the show. And I know I don't have to do all that, but I want to. I want the shows to sound good. Or, no, not good. I want them to sound perfect. Just for you guys. So I seem to do okay at putting out 2 shows a week. It's a struggle sometimes, but it happens. Last week I got 3 shows out, but that's just because it's Ding Timber, and I'm getting a ton of calls coming into the voicemail, thanks to you guys. So the hobosodes are going to be several things. Number one, they're going to be only for the supporters. I'm not putting these out anywhere else. I'm not going to put them on YouTube, and I'm not even going to put them on the main page of phonelosers.org. These are only going to show up in the podcast feeds. So if you're listening to this, and you're not subscribed to the podcast feed, and you're a supporter of the show, then you need to subscribe to the podcast feed. Not the public one, but the secret one, which can be found by going to phonelosers.org/cactus. And of course, what this means is that as a supporter, you get to hear more content that the other people don't get to hear. And I've been wanting to do that for a long time. You know, I've done the secret shows every once in a while, but those don't happen nearly enough. What do I average, like maybe 1 per year? I don't know why I can't do more than that, but I suck, you guys. So the hobosodes are a solution to the problem of me not doing enough shows, and I always feel like I'm not doing enough for the supporters. You know, giving you guys enough extra things that other people don't get. My goal for the hobosodes is going to be not to spend more than 1 hour on every episode. And by that, I mean just putting the entire thing together and putting it up on the internet. Uploading it, adding it to the feeds, and all that stuff. I think I can do that in just 1 hour. And I'm going to try and make each episode right around 10 minutes maybe. Maybe 15 minutes tops. But these are going to be short episodes. Anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes. Something like that. And I should probably get started right now by playing a prank call. Because I'm going to use up that entire 10 minutes just babbling on about what a hobosode is. And by the way, if you don't like the hobosode idea, and if you think it's stupid and that I shouldn't be doing it, you can completely blame Kuraz for this. Because Kuraz is the sponsor of the very first hobosode, and that automatically makes him responsible for all future hobosodes, regardless of who the new sponsor is. Anyway, today is 9/11, and a lot of people have reminded me to make 9/11 pranks to 7/11 on 9/11 this year, because I asked you guys to remind me last year, and some of you were nice enough to do that. So I'm going to try and do some calls right now, and I want to get a 7/11 to change the name of their store to 9/11, just for the rest of their shift.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Steve from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed you didn't answer the phone with 9-Eleven, because we're honoring the 9-Eleven thing today. You're supposed to answer the phone as 9-Eleven.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't told that. But
oh.
I apologize.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the manager should have told you. They sent out a memo to everyone. All the 7-Elevens are participating. They're answering the phone. 9-Eleven, can I help you? Or however you do it.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. And when someone comes in the door, you're supposed to say, welcome to 9-11.
Okay.
And just for the rest of the night, just till midnight, basically.
Okay.
And are there any customers in there now, or is there any coming in?
No, there's no customers now.
Oh, is there any in the parking lot getting ready to come in?
No.
Oh, we just have to test and make sure that you're saying welcome to 9-11.
Okay. Yeah, there's no customers. I think I pretty much just finished all my customers that were coming in.
Okay, all right. Well, all right. Okay, well, just make sure if anyone calls in the future, you say, welcome to, thank you for calling 911.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, just to honor the firemen and all that stuff.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Well, damn it, she didn't have any customers, but I'm going to call her right back from a different phone number this time, and we're going to make sure that she's saying welcome to 911. Otherwise, she's getting written up.
911, how can I help you?
Hello, I was wondering if you have a Crystal Pepsi there?
No, we don't.
I'm sorry, what?
No, we don't, sir.
Ah, crap. All right, thanks anyway. Bye.
Holy shit, you guys. She said 9-11 when she picked up the phone. That's amazing. You know that means she's going to say it when people come in, too. But I really want to hear them say welcome to 9-11 when a customer comes in the store. So I'm going to try maybe just a couple more times and see if I can get anyone to do it.
7-Eleven.
Hi, this is Tim from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I noticed you didn't answer the phone as 9-11 because it's 9-11 today and we're doing that tribute thing.
I didn't get a call at 9-11.
No, I mean just for the entire day, because today's 9-11, and we're just doing the tribute for the firemen and all the lives lost and everything. You're supposed to answer the phone, 9-11, can I help you?
I was never told that.
Oh, well, I'm telling you now, I'm from the corporate office, you have to answer the phone as 9-11 from now on.
Unless my manager tells me, I'm not going
to
do that.
Well, I'm your manager's boss, stupid, so you have to listen to me.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Can you tell me my manager's name?
I don't have to tell you shit. You should know your manager's name. I think it's a little weird that you don't know his name.
Well, you're totally wrong, because my manager isn't a he.
That was a trick. That was a test to make sure you knew that it was a she. Smartass. Okay. She's gone.
Thank you for calling 7-Eleven. This is Jamie. How may I help you?
Hey, Jamie. This is Roy from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
And I noticed you didn't answer the phone as 9-11 because we're doing that tribute today since it's 9-11.
I didn't know that about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just whenever anyone calls on the phone, just answer 9-11. Can I help you instead of 7-Eleven? Just till midnight.
Okay.
And also, when anyone comes in the store, can you just say welcome to 9-11 just until midnight?
Okay.
And if there's any other employees, if you could please let them know. Your manager is supposed to let you read the memo about the whole thing.
We don't have a manager here. We have the owner.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, are there any customers coming in? Could I hear you just say welcome to 9-11 when they come in?
Yeah. Well, let me wait for somebody to come in.
Okay.
Welcome to 9-11.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, that's great. You did it perfectly.
Okay.
Okay, well, yeah, if you could just do that for the rest of the night until midnight, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
And you enjoy the rest of your shift and you know, God bless America and all that stuff.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good shift. Goodbye.
Bye.
Yes, I did it! She said welcome to 9-11. That was amazing. And she sounds like she's actually going to do it. I don't know if you guys could hear it, but she covered the phone, and I think she was talking to a coworker, and it was really hard to make out what she was saying, but she sounded kind of, just not happy about the whole thing, about what she had to do. But she did it! She is a good employee. She's a star employee. I'm going to type into my computer here that she should get a raise and be commended, and that she's a true patriot, a true American. There we go, and let's print that out. All right, perfect. Okay, I did a prank call. Actually, I did a few of them there. I'm breaking the rules already. And now, according to the formula that I've written out, I'm going to play a voicemail.
Hey, Brad. FOD87 here.
By the way, this is a minute and a half long voicemail, so basically it's like three voicemails. And hey, FOD87.
Happy Dingtember. And just by now, I'm sure by the time you're listening to this, it's passed, so hopefully you remember to call the 7-Elevens on 9-11.
Oh, my gosh.
Me
it's 9-11 today.
Reminded you on Facebook. Hopefully you take the hint. Shout out to Keaton in Canada. Thank you for, you sound like a cutie pie as well. And I just wanted to clarify a little bit for anyone else interested. You don't just wear the t-shirt and then these things happen. It started a conversation about whether or not what Brad does and what everybody does on you know, the Snowplow show and similar shows is social engineering or not. And then what came up was, you know, like the flip all the switches things where, you know, clearly people are, you know, deceived into doing something. And, you know, that conversation led to, you know, one thing and then another. And then, but, you know, there's more to it than just that. But, yeah, I'm really glad that I'm helping you sell shirts, Brad. Anyone who wants to, certainly come to DEF CON. We could make it more than two at the same time. Wink, wink.
I should give you commission.
Also, thank you for getting Mixlr. It's about time you're able to play commercial music again.
Yep.
And I guess that's about it. That Cactus Smoke PLA radio song is fucking awesome. It's my favorite one, second to the...
God, this really is three voicemails all in one. You have like a billion topics in here.
And keep up the great work. Cactus.
Not to complain. Sorry, FOD87. Yes, I am excited about Mixlr too. I've kind of been into the video thing lately with the chat room on YouTube and all that stuff. But sometimes it's nice not to have people watching me on video, giving me snake eyes and stuff, and not having a chat room so I don't have to listen to feedback and get distracted and everything. And most importantly, I can play commercial music without being yelled at by YouTube. So be prepared to not just hear shitty music by Rappy McRapperson, but to hear shitty music by commercial artists as well. I can't wait to hear you guys complain to me about that. It's going to be great. Oh, and if you guys didn't know what FOD87 was talking about in most of that voicemail, apparently wearing a PLA shirt to DEF CON is guaranteed to get you laid. So remember that and buy a t-shirt from phonelosers.org/store. All right, that's it. I think I did it, you guys. I think I did a hobo-sode. And I think I kept it under 10 minutes, but it's hard to tell right now. Because according to my recording program, I've been recording for about 20 minutes now. But there was a lot of silence and mouth breathing and stuff like that. One thing I didn't mention before is how often am I going to do a hobo-sode? And I really don't know. I'm going to start, I think, by doing maybe one per week. I'm going to see if I can keep up with that. And if I feel like I can continue with at least one a week, maybe I'll start trying to do two a week. And ideally, I would get three hobo-sodes a week done. But that is not a promise. We're going to see how it goes with these things and see if they're as easy to put up and create as I'm hoping. Okay, that's enough for this hobo-sode. See you next time, everyone. I'll probably be doing a live show tomorrow for the Cardings. That's my plan anyway, but who knows how well that's gonna work. I'm definitely gonna do some pre-recorded ones, though, if I can't do a live show. Thank you, Kuraz, for bringing the Hobo-sodes into existence. If you hate the Hobo-sodes, let me know, and I will give you Kuraz's personal information. Bye, everyone.
I look at all the photographs and every girl's dream, on every smile, a memory of every place I've been. Redheads, blondes, and cool brunettes, loved every girl I found, but I couldn't stick around too long. I like to spread myself around. They won't get me, 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 me. They won't get me, 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 me.
Find the doorknob, bend over, and shove it up your ass.